السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is Surah Sabah, chapter number 34 and verses number 9, and then we will continue right up to verse number 14 in today's lesson, inshallah. Hul Aziz. Let us recap yesterday's lesson. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Yesterday we started with Surah Sabah, and we told you that this Surah is the 34th Surah of the chapter of the Noble Quran. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, all praise to Him, because the entire universe belongs only to Him. His knowledge is all-embracing, all-encompassing. Whatever is right at the bottom, that also He knows. Whatever is ascending and going up, that also He knows. Nothing is hidden from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Non-Muslims will say, "You sure this day of Qiyamah is coming?" We say 100%. And remember that لا يعزب عنه مثقال ذرة, that is not hidden. لا يغيب عنه, يعزب يغيب. So remember that is not hidden from Almighty Allah, even equivalent to an atom and mustard seed. Remember that. So that also remember is not hidden from Almighty Allah, and anything smaller or bigger also He knows. When people have iman, righteous deeds, lahum maghfiratu wa rizqun kareem, for them is forgiveness and an honorable and a generous sustenance from Almighty Allah. And those people who think they will frustrate the plans of Almighty Allah and frustrate the verses of Almighty Allah, for them there will be a very, very big punishment, a humiliating punishment. And people will iman, they accept the truth. These non-Muslims, they want to make a mockery of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They say, "What is the life after death? Is this personality referring to the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam lying, inventing lies against Almighty Allah? Ambihi jinnah, or is he seized? Is he insane, made? Allah forbid, Allah forbid." So soon they will come to know that who is the one on success and who is the one on failure. Today's lesson, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, chapter 34, Surah Sabah, verses 9-14. أَفَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. The alif there we call Hamza istifham, an interrogative, a question. Allah is posing a question to humanity. أَفَلَمْ يَرَوْا, what can't they see? Don't they see? Ma mabayna aydihim, whatever is in front of them. see everything happening now, all the wars and all the problems and some certain places, the floods and tsunami and some places, the drought and the famine. And then you see so many people just dying, so many people born sick and so forth. So many problems. There's more pain, anxiety, worry and sorry on this earth now. فَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. What don't they see? مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ. So, إِلَى مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ, to that which is in front of them, وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. And study the history. How many kings, how many rulers, presidents, prime ministers came, and they had empires. Where are the qusur? Where are the palaces? They're in the kubur. They're in their graves. Finish. End of the story. So life is short, it's a sojourn, and one day we all have to die. Therefore, my house, my car, my property, my farm, that is a deception, remember that. It is but temporary. The real ultimate owner is Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Therefore, when a Muslim passes away, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So, أَفَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Whether in the heavens and skies or whether on the land and sand, see the conditions, the adversaries and the calamities and catastrophes that Almighty Allah is sending down. One is Sunnatullah, the system of Allah. One is Qudratullah, the power of Allah. So this is the power of Allah. Inna sha. If we wanted, then naqsif bihimul arda, then we will open up the land and swallow them all. As Almighty Allah did with Qarun and his million, billion, trillions and zillions. And we see today they tell us earthquake and so much on the Richter scale and so forth. So that is the power of Almighty Allah. Naqsif bihimul arda, aw nusqit alayhim kisafan minas samaa. Oh, if Allah Ta'ala wants that from the sky, He will send down a portion to fall upon them and decimate and destroy them. So remember, whether it is the lightning, whether it is the thunder, whether it is the thunderbolt and so forth, as Almighty Allah did with the people of Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salatu salam, that Almighty Allah showered the ashes and remember the fire upon them. And that is what decimated, destroyed them. So Almighty Allah is Qadir Mutlak. He has power over everything. From the skies, He can send punishment. From the land and sand, He opens it up and it swallows it up. أَوْ نُسْقِطْ عَلَيْهِمْ كِسَفًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. Allah protect us. Therefore we read, اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية. Ya Allah, we beg of you forgiveness. والعافية, grant us safety, comfort, goodness regarding our deen, our religious matters, and dunya regarding our worldly affairs. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. Our religious matters, worldly affairs, and the year after. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ مُنِيبٍ. Indeed, in that there are signs for every slave who is turning more and more to Almighty Allah and repentance. We all are guilty. We all have committed sins. But the one who's beloved to Almighty Allah is the one who admits and confesses to his sins. And then he turns more and more to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Now we start with the narrative of Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. Nabi Dawood alayhi salam is the father. He is Nami Nami, Ismi Grami, honorable name is mentioned 16 times in the Noble Quran. His son is Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. His Nami Nami, honorable name is mentioned 17 times, more than the father, it means, in the Noble Quran. And the Nabi and Prophet whose name is mentioned the most is Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, 136 times. Habibuna Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Mubarak blessed name is mentioned 4 times. And Surah Muhammad, chapter 47 of the Noble Quran. What indeed is the meaning of Dawood? To run very fast and brave and so forth. And what is the meaning of Suleiman? To be safe. So even when he's flying with the wind, like how we go with the plane and helicopter, so he's going with the wind from place to place, capital to capital. So remember that he is going safe and sound. So Suleiman means to be safe and sound, whether on the land or sand, or whether he's flying and so forth. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala blessed both of them with Nubuwwah. They were selected to be prophets and messengers. Then Almighty Allah made them kings as well and rulers. So King David, King Solomon. But remember that as far as the Jutlas and the Jews go, they speak most of the time of King David. They don't attach so much importance and emphasis to King Solomon and so forth. Second one, chapter number 38, verse 35. Remember, Almighty Allah informs us. And if you go to Sunan Nasai, then you will find that he, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, after reconstructing and building Masjid al-Aqsa, he begged Almighty Allah, chapter 38, verse 35, Rabbi habli mulkalla yambaghi li ahadim min ba'di. Oh, my beloved Allah, grant me such a magnificent kingdom. You will not grant anybody after me. Innaka antal wahhab. You are the best of givers. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, relating and narrating this incident to the beloved Sahaba, students and companions of the Allah Majmain, fa'a'tahu iyyah, Almighty Allah gave them. So each one of them had their unique features as well. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ مِنَّا فَضْلًا وَمُسْتَانَفًا. We're starting a new topic, a new subject. And if you want, you can say Waw Atifa, a continuation of the previous topic and subject. But Waw Muna Mustanafa will be better. Laqad lillahi. So that lam will be taking a place of an oath. So by Almighty Allah, surely Ateena. Almighty Allah is one and alone and unique. And he uses the plural, the royal pronoun, a symbol of respect and reverence, stamping his authority, majesty and sovereignty. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ مِنَّا فَضْلًا. Nabi Dawood, David, peace be upon him. So his honorable name 16 times in the noble Quran, to be brave and running very, very fast. مِنَّا فَضْلًا, from our side we gave him grace. I tell somebody, wash my car, give you 100 rand. He's happy, I'm happy. After 1-2 hours, I came and I saw he's made everything shine. Immaculate job he did. So I gave him 150, 200 rand. So that extra and excess is called fadl. So Almighty Allah gave Nabi Dawood alayhi salam so many things extra. One, Nubuwa, which is the greatest. To be a prophet and messenger of Almighty Allah, selected by Almighty Allah. Allah Jalla wa Ala gave him kingdom. So he was a king as well. Almighty Allah gave him and blessed him a golden voice. And so to Dawood, and remember that is the golden voice of Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam. Allah Ta'ala called him Khalifa, the one who is going to implement the laws of Almighty Allah on this earth. So Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day came from the one direction, Abdullah bin Qais. Abdullah bin Qais is known as Abu Musa al-Ashari. He was reading Quran Sharif. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was listening and then told him, Utita mizmaran min mazamiri Ali Dawood. You have been given, ya Abu Musa, oh Abdullah bin Qais radiallahu anhu, one of the voices and the golden voices. It means flutes, but you don't translate the musical instruments, so you say the golden voice, like given to the family Nabi Dawood alayhi salam and his progeny and his family. The ulama have written on Day of Justice, He, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, will be reciting Surah Ar-Rahman. Can you imagine? That with his golden voice, and he will be reciting Surah Ar-Rahman. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ زِينَةٌ. For everything there's a beauty. وَزِينَةُ الْقُرْآنِ Surah Ar-Rahman. And the beauty of the noble Quran is Surah Ar-Rahman. Allah Jalla Wala, accept us. Make our khatima ending on Iman. And on the day of justice, Surah 3. Surah Ali Imran, verse 194. وَلَا تُخْزِينَ Zina yawm al-qiyamah. Do not humiliate and disgrace us, O Allah, on the day of justice. Now he's reading. Who? Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. Wa'ateena Dawood Zabura. We granted him the Psalms, the Zabur. So he's reading in his golden voice. Allah commands, Ya Jibalu, O you mountains, O we be ma'ahu. You repeat with him. The echo that's coming to you, you read with him. What is golden, beautiful, and golden voice, remember that. And like the nightingale, so tul bulbul, we will say. So remember, this is greater than a bulbul, than a nightingale. What tair, and you birds also, you chirp away, and sing away with Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. Another bounty. وَأَلَنَّا لَهُ الْحَدِيدِ. You know hadid, iron and steel, how strong and solid it is. We made it soft for him. Why? أَنِئِمَ الْسَابِغَاتِ. So he could make the armor. You know the coat of mail they call armor. At the time of fighting, they're going to wear that. So you must make that armor. And it must be wasiat and kamilat. It must cover the entire body, front, back, sides, flanks, everything. So you must do that, O Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. وَقَدِّرْ فِي السَّرْدِ. And every ring for that armor must be precise and accurate. Qaddir, precision and accuracy. So remember, fisardi, the rings of the armor. So Allah loves beauty. Fulfill your duty with beauty. Inna Allah jameelun yuhibbul jamal. Allah does not love we do our work all haphazardly, recklessly and so forth. Nay, everything we should do with a passion, sincerely, lovingly. See Allah Ta'ala's sun, his rise, sunset, precision, accuracy. 14 night moon shining in his glory and beauty. Laylatul Badr, so the night of the 14th moon. وَعَمَلُوا صَالِحًا. Don't get so engrossed in that you forget. No, continue with all the good deeds as well. إِنِّي بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. We are all observing what you are doing. Well, now that was Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu salam. Now we come to the son, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. So one thing he asked when he rebuilt Majidul Aqsa, and he said, Uwati'u hukmi hukmak. Ya Allah, when I pass a verdict, it must concur with your judgment. So therefore, the verdicts of Sulaiman alayhi salam were greater and better than that of his father on several occasions. Quran makes mention of it. So you must remember that you see the answer. وَكُلًّا آتَيْنَا حُكْمًا وَإِلْمًا. And then Allah Ta'ala says, فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا Sulaiman. So it shows that one farmer, his animals and that, then they came and crossed into the other farmer's farm. They destroyed the crops and everything else. So he, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, passed the verdict. Then Nabi Sulaiman, first Nabi Dawood passed the verdict, the father. Then Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam said, no, that I passed this verdict. Allah praised both, but said the greater understanding and the more, you must remember, the better one was that of Nabi. The profound decision was that of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. Similarly, in Bukhari Sharif, you will find that he, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, two ladies came to him, Kubra and Sughra. So they were fighting and arguing regarding the baby. The elderly lady said it's her baby. The younger one said it's hers. So after some questions, interrogation, he passed the verdict, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, in favor of the senior one. When they passed the court and chamber of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, he asked them, Then they told him what his father said, Nabi Dawood alayhi salam. He said, "Had you come to me, I would put the baby on the table and chop the baby in half. Half you keep, half you keep." So the younger one shouted and screamed that, "No, no, no, leave the baby by the elder one." So he, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, said, "The younger one is the biological mother." "How do you know?" He said, "Nobody will scream and shout like that, but a biological mother." What do you call that? Hikmatu Sulaiman. The wisdom which Almighty Allah blessed him, fa'a'tahu iyyah. Allah gave it to him. So Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, going with the wind and everywhere, how we fly with planes and helicopters and what have you. So you must remember, safe and sound. Wali Sulaiman al-Riha. So the rain, the wind and all that was subjugated, subservient for him. So Sulaiman alayhi salam and the wind, huduwa shahar. So in one part of the morning, he covers a distance of 1 month's journey. And warawahu ha shahar, in the evening another month's journey. What today's planes could not do, so remember he could do miraculously, mu'jiza. And wow, Allah Ta'ala made for Nabi Dawood alayhi salam the steel and the iron very, very soft. So yeah, for the sun. وَأَسَلْنَا لَهُ عَيْنَ الْقِطْرِ, and we made it flow. Remember that for him, for Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, the fountain of what? Molten brass. So the molten brass, it was flowing for him. Ayn refers to the fountain of the qitr. So that is the molten brass. And then he had the jinn under his power control, subjugated, and they were subservient to him. He would give them difficult tasks, and they had to fulfill it. So, وَمِنَ الْجِنِّ, and of the jinn, مَنْ يَعْمَلُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ, that بِمَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّ, they used to work, labor in front of him. He's a supervisor. He's the one observing everything. They must fulfill their duty with beauty. But it's not on his own. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّ, with the command, permission of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And then the warning to the jinn, وَمَنْ يَزِغْ مِنْهُمْ, and whoever deviates from them, from the jinn, عَنْ أَمْرِنَا, from our commandments, then نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ, we will let him taste a painful sa'ir, a blazing fire, a furnace, that will be the punishment, chastisement for them. Allahumma jirna minan nar, Allah save us. So what were they doing, these jinn, who were assigned to this task? Allah mentions it in the present tense, like we must visualize it. That side is Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam in his pomp and glory. On the other side are the jinn, and they are working. يَعْمَلُونَ لَهُ, so they were working for him, and they were working for Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. مَا يَشَاءُ, whatever he wanted. مِن مَحَارِيب, when you see a masjid, a mosque, so then in front you will find that niche, like an arch, you know, you will find. So they would build the arches, they would build the mihrab, the niches, and all that there for the mosque and so forth, places of worship. So mihrab, we call it maharib. Watamathil, and they would make images like statues and so forth. Those days all that was permissible. Wajifan, and what is the meaning of jifan? They would make the big basins. You know the basin we have in our bathroom and so forth? That's very small. Big, huge basins. And kaljawab. And these basins were like reservoirs. Big. Thousands of liters and millions of liters of water could fit in there. Wa qudurir rasiyat. And qudur, the cauldron. You know what we say? When we have a wedding walima, you say, where's the deg? That big utensils. So that is qudur. And the cauldrons, rasiyat, and they were the ones that they were fixed. so heavy, nobody can pick it up also. So it's like stuck to the ground. So they would do all this. Now you need powerful, strong people. Me and you, we can never do that. We will die before that, obviously. So that was the function of the jinn under the supervision of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. I'malu ala Dawood shukra. You, the family and followers of Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, continue being grateful, thankful. So yeah, three lessons. Al means Banittaba'a Dawood. So whoever follows him with Iman. So Ali Fir'aun will mean the followers of Pharaoh. So Ali Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam won't be confined to certain individuals. Whoever follows the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speech Mubarak, actions Mubarak, immaculately, for he will be Alun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will be part of the household of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah complains of me and you. Oh, human being, I made you the masterpiece of my creation, but what you did? وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. Very few of my servants are very, very grateful. Why are we ungrateful, majority of us? إِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Verily, this human being is madly, intensely in love with the wealth and materialism. So what has happened? Surah 100, verses 6, 7, and 8. Almighty Allah tells us we are ungrateful. And the reason is this, the love for wealth. And thereafter, we should remember that Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu anhu, Sahabi, father and son, when he used to perform Umrah, he used to say, Allahumma ij'alni min qaleel. One day, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu heard, what's this dua? He said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, Allah said, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. I'm making dua, Allah makes me from them. Even Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu praised him. But death comes to everybody. He is like the one of the biggest empires and kings. King Solomon, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. Now the demise comes. فَلَمَّا قَضَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْتِ. And when we decreed alayhi, upon him, Sulaiman alayhi salam, death. He is in his glass chamber. The jinn are working on all sides and dead. مَا دَلَّهُمْ عَلَىٰ مَوْتِهِ. Nothing showed them that regarding his death. إِلَّا دَابَّةُ الْأَرْضِ. A small little worm. A small little insect. دَابَّةُ الْأَرْضِ. And what was it doing? That small little insect and worm. تَأَكُلُ مِنْ سَأَتَىٰ. أي تَأَكُلُ أَصَىٰ. Every day it was eating the stick and the staff, the asa of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam in the chamber. So remember, they working, thinking that Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam is alive. You know in English what we say, the mice will play when the cat is away, isn't? So remember, yeah, we don't mean for Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, astaghfirullah, Allah forbid. I'm giving you an example how we are. When the boss isn't there, then people start playing. So the staff, the employee. So this is what Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. So he was there. But he passed away already. فَلَمَّا خَرَّ. When he fell down, تَبَيَّنَتِ الْجِنُّ. So now it became apparent to the jinn that creation were created from the fire, smokeless fire. أَلَّوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ الْغَيْبِ. That if they knew the unseen as they claim, مَا لَبِثُوا فِي الْعَذَابِ الْمُهِينِ. They should not have stayed in this humiliating, disgraceful punishment. May Almighty Allah grant us tawfiq and the ability, capability, capacity to walk in the footsteps of all the Anbiya, Prophets and Messengers. Alayhi Musalam. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. And alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.